Hello, and welcome to the Simple Faith Podcast from the Faith Formation for Children and Youth Department at St. Catherine of Siena Church in Austin, Texas. Our goal is to offer short and simple thoughts and reflections as part of our Faith Formation program. We hope you will find them helpful. This year's theme is Living Leisurely Through the Liturgical Year, and the title of today's podcast is The Two Teresas. In October, we celebrate the feast days of the two Teresas, St. Teresa of Lisieux on October 1st and St. Teresa of Avila on October 15th. Both were members of the Carmelite Order, and both ended up being named Doctors of the Church, along with St. Hildegard and St. Catherine of Siena. However, these two Teresas lived in different times and in very different circumstances. Thérèse of Lisieux, often called the Little Flower, was born in 1873 in northwest France. She saw herself as small in the eyes of the world and referred to herself as God's little flower. She did not imagine herself to be flashy like roses or fragrant like lilies. Rather, Thérèse identified with the tiny flowers out in the wild of God's garden. Small as they were, they brought beauty to the world and glory to God in their own simple ways. Teresa of Avila, on the other hand, became a powerhouse. She was born in the early 1500s in Avila, Spain, during the Protestant Revolution, and just a few decades after Columbus opened the Western Hemisphere to colonization. She chose religious life over marriage because at the time it seemed the safer and easier choice. However, illness and other distractions turned her away from an early dedication to God and a life of prayer. It was not until she met St. John of the Cross in her 40s that she recommitted herself to a life of deep prayer and friendship with God. From there, she went on to help reform the Carmelite orders and encourage them to be more faithful to their own calls to prayer and relationship with God. It was not an easy task. Once, when things were particularly difficult, she was rumored to have told God, "No wonder you have so few friends. Look at the way you treat the ones you've got." So how do the two Teresas apply to our theme of living leisurely through the liturgical year? And what do they have to do with the Benedictine spirituality we are emphasizing? St. Teresa of Lisieux came to discover that her vocation was to do small things with great love. In fact, one of her more famous quotes says, "My vocation, at last I have found it. My vocation is love." In her autobiography, The Story of a Soul, she writes, "Holiness consists simply in doing God's will and being just what God wants us to be." She continues, "Our Lord does not look so much at the greatness of our actions or even at their difficulty as at the love with which we do them." These days, we are living through a strange time. For parents, everything, work, making dinner, taking care of the house, our children's school, and extracurricular activities seems more difficult. It can feel overwhelming. We may say to ourselves, "There's no way I can do it all." Naturally, we may find ourselves angry with our fellow human beings, with the world, and with God. Just like Teresa of Avila, we may think we're doing the very best we can and yet wonder how God is helping and supporting us. Following the example of Teresa of Lisieux, we can remind ourselves that all we have to do, all we can do really, is that which is right in front of us with love. Instead of angrily walking by the sock on the floor one more time, we pick it up. We drive our teenager to socially distanced band practice. We help our young children log into their virtual classes for the 100th time without the exasperated sigh. All we need to do, all we can do, is that which God has put right in front of us right now. Do we know what the future holds? No. Do we know when COVID-19 will go away? We don't. Can we tell our children and teens when life will get back to normal? We can't. And all that uncertainty is anxiety-producing, if not downright frightening. One of Jesus' most often used phrases in the Bible is, "Do not be afraid." These days, though, that's easier said than done. To be honest, at my house, we still stay too deep on packages of toilet paper, and we will likely continue to do so for months to come. However, what we can do is turn to the example of those who have gone before us. One of St. Teresa of Avila's most popular prayers goes like this: "Let nothing disturb you. Let nothing frighten you. All things are passing away. God never changes. Patience obtains all things. Whoever has God lacks nothing. God alone suffices." Benedictine spirituality invites us to a balance between prayer, work, and leisure. It calls us to immerse ourselves in Scripture, and it reminds us to remember throughout the hours of the day that God is constantly present to us, and therefore we need take a moment to be present to God. So why do the lives and examples of these two Teresas matter now? Because when we are doing one thing at a time, not many, with love and attentiveness and openness to God acting in our lives, we simply don't have the time or energy to worry about the future. We are too busy seeing the blessings God has put right in front of us right now. And when we are able to do that, a balance of life and a heart open to trusting God in the present moment might just be a tiny bit easier for us to find.